Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Shabbos 70, talking about inadvertence. Rev Nachman said, "For what does the merciful one impose a sacrifice? It is for inadvertence. There, where he acted inadvertently regarding the Shabbos, but deliberately regarding the Malachos, there is one act of inadvertence, and therefore he is liable to only one chatas. Here, where he acted deliberately regarding the Shabbos, but inadvertently regarding the Malachos, there are many acts of inadvertencies, and therefore he is liable to a chatas for each and every mistake." Brings to mind the idea that we should be more mindful of our time, like we talked about yesterday. We should be more mindful of our surroundings. We should be more mindful of Shabbos itself. We should put reminders to tell us we can't do this on Shabbos, we can't do that on Shabbos. It's easy to forget things, even though Shabbos is so ingrained into our personalities, so ingrained into our souls, and so ingrained into our function and our being. But sometimes reminders are good. A lot of times in shul, I know in my shul and other shuls, they put up like these metal clasps over it. Some people put up plastic magnetic things so you can't touch for the light, because it's so natural, so routine. It's such a habit to reach for the light, to turn off the light. Sometimes we could put reminders, don't touch the lights, don't move the lights, don't touch the pot. We could put different simanim, different signs and different symbols around our house, reminding us of the sanctity of Shabbos, reminding us of the wonderful aspects of Shabbos, the facts that Shabbos comes and it's only once a week, to give ourselves more mindfulness. We could put up a sign to remind us of the times of Shabbos, davening and the like. We could put up signs around the house reminding us to light the candles, to set the blech, set the hot plate, set the hot water urn, and to set the cholent pot, because it's so easy to do inadvertencies. We don't want to, God forbid, do things wrong. We don't want to, God forbid, flick on a switch or the like, but it's so habitual and so ingrained into our routine, into our being, that it's always good to remember things so we don't even have inadvertencies in our days, especially related to Shabbos or Yom Tov. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 71 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.